Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here with me today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents are watching their little ones grow and learn, and sometimes they notice their child is still learning to read the emotions of the people around them. Maybe your 3 or 4 year old doesn't quite pick up on when someone is feeling sad, or happy, or frustrated. And I want you to know something really important right from the start. You are not alone in noticing this, and your child is developing exactly as they should be. Let me tell you what the magic book has taught me about this fascinating stage of development. Between ages 3 and 4, your child's brain is doing something absolutely amazing. They're building brand new neural pathways for understanding that other people have feelings, thoughts, and experiences that are different from their own. This is called theory of mind, and it's one of the most complex skills the human brain ever learns. Can you imagine? Your little one is literally growing the brain connections needed to step into someone else's emotional shoes. Research from child development experts shows us that children typically learn to recognize happy faces first. That makes sense, doesn't it? Happy is big and bright and easy to see. Then come other basic emotions like sad and angry. But here's something wonderful. Even within just 1 year, between age 3 and age 4, children make huge leaps in their ability to read emotional cues. Your child isn't behind. They're right in the middle of this incredible learning journey. Dr. Shauna Tominey from Oregon State University and Dr. Susan Rivers from the Yale Center for Emotional Intelligence have found that children with higher emotional intelligence are better able to pay attention, are more engaged in learning, have more positive friendships, and show more empathy. And the beautiful part, emotional intelligence is teachable. Every single day, you have opportunities to help your child develop these skills through your warm, patient guidance. So what can you do to support your child's growing ability to recognize emotions in others? Let me share some gentle, research-backed strategies that the Magic Book and I have gathered for you. First, become an emotion narrator in your everyday life. When you're reading books together, pause and ask, "How do you think this character is feeling?" Look at their face together. Point out the clues. See how their eyebrows are scrunched. That might mean they're worried. Notice their big smile. That shows they're happy. You're teaching your child to be an emotion detective, and it's actually fun. Second, name your own emotions out loud throughout the day. You might say, "I'm feeling frustrated right now because I spilled my coffee," or "I'm feeling so happy because we get to spend this time together." When you narrate your internal world, you're giving your child a window into understanding that everyone has feelings, and those feelings have names. Third, play feelings games together. You can make silly faces in the mirror and guess the emotions. You can look at family photos and talk about how everyone was feeling in that moment. You can even create a feelings chart with different colored circles, just like in one of our stories, where each color represents a different emotion. Fourth, validate all feelings, including the uncomfortable ones. When your child sees you acknowledge that it's okay to feel sad, or angry, or frustrated, they learn that emotions are normal parts of being human. This helps them recognize and accept these feelings in others too. And here's something really important. Be patient with the learning process. Just like learning to walk or learning to talk, learning to read emotions takes time and practice. Some children pick up on emotional cues quickly, while others need more time and support. Both paths are completely normal and beautiful. Now, let me tell you about some stories from the Magic Book that can help your child on this journey. The first story I want to share with you is called The Colors of Sunset Feelings. In this story, Milo and Nana discover that ancient terrace stones glow with different colors that match their feelings as they watch a beautiful Santorini sunset with Papa Peter. They learn that every emotion has a name and a place, just like colors do. This story is wonderful for teaching children that feelings can be recognized, named, and understood. After you read this story together, you can play a feelings color game. Ask your child, "What color are your feelings today?" and practice naming emotions together using the story as your guide. The second story is called The Sari Stone Circle. Anya and Noah discover magical sari stones that glow warm when genuine apologies heal hurt feelings. This story teaches children to recognize when someone else is feeling hurt and understand that our actions affect how others feel. It's like learning to be a feelings detective. After reading, you can help your child notice when others might be feeling sad or hurt. Practice asking together, "What do you think they are feeling right now? What clues tell us that?" And the third story I want to share is the Gentle Paws Celebration. In this beautiful tale, Anya and Noah learn that animals feel happy, scared, and sad, just like children do. When they use gentle hands and quiet voices, the celebration space glows warmly. This story is perfect because recognizing emotions in animals is an excellent stepping stone to recognizing emotions in people. After reading, you can practice being emotion detectives together. Look at family members, pets, or people in picture books and ask, "How do you think they are feeling? What clues tell you that?" All three of these stories are in the Book of Inara app, and they're designed to make learning about emotions feel like a magical adventure rather than a lesson. Here's what I want you to remember, my wonderful friend. Your child is not struggling. They're learning. And learning takes time, patience, and lots of practice. Every time you name an emotion, every time you point out how someone else is feeling, every time you read a story together and talk about the character's feelings, you're building those neural pathways in your child's brain. You're giving them the gift of emotional intelligence that will serve them for their entire life. The research is so clear on this. When parents respond with patience, use emotion-rich language, and create opportunities for children to practice recognizing feelings in everyday moments, they're building the foundation for lifelong social and emotional competence. And that's exactly what you're doing right now by being here, by learning, by caring so deeply about your child's development. You are doing beautifully. Your child is lucky to have a parent who notices, who cares, and who seeks out ways to support their growth. The Magic Book and I are here with you every step of the way. If you'd like to explore these stories and many more that support emotional development, you can find them all in the Book of Inara app. We've created a whole library of gentle, research-backed stories that make learning about feelings feel like magic. Thank you so much for spending this time with me today. Remember, you're not just teaching your child to recognize emotions. You're teaching them empathy, connection, and how to navigate the beautiful, complex world of human feelings. And that is one of the greatest gifts you can ever give. Sweet dreams and warm starlight to you and your little one. Until our next adventure together, with love, Inara.